So, instant illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant illumination. Martin Luther King Jr. said, 10,000 fools proclaim themselves into obscurity, while one wise man forgets himself into immortality. Really a powerful statement. We are all trying to leave a legacy, leave a monument of who we are to the world. We're all interested in having the world think highly of us and think that we are wonderful people and that we are thoughtful, loving, courteous, kind people, nice to our mommies. And it doesn't really matter. If you are inside yourself, if you have integrity, if you are inside of yourself a beautiful person, that's really all that matters. Because who you are inside will show outside. And you will not be one of the 10,000 fools who proclaim themselves into obscurity. You'll be like the one wise man who forgets himself into immortality. Now, we forget ourselves into immortality when we do things naturally. We do things because it is something of our nature to do it. It's something of our love for ourselves. Now, I protest and proclaim and profess constantly to our staff and friends and students and all of our ministers and practitioners and students and churches and what have you. If you ever give a gift, give something you like. Give something you like to the other person. It doesn't matter whether they need it, whether they want it, whether they can use it. Give it because you like it. Now, I would be one who would go around giving boxes of chocolates to people because I thoroughly love chocolates. I would be one.
No,
you didn't know that, huh?
No.
I would be one who'd go around giving chocolate cake to people, especially what do you call it? Black Forest chocolate cake or. The other chocolate mousse, yes. That's the one with ice cream, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the other one is deep.
Well, what's the one with ice cream?
Oh, mud pie.
Yes.
Mud pie, there you go, the mud pie. Alan likes that too, yeah. Well, the mud pie is really a super, super cake, but it's not one you can set on the table while you're having dinner. It's got to stay in the freezer. But give something that you like. Now, why? Now, if I give a mud pie, I'm yum-yumming it all the way in giving it as a gift. And I'm saying, ooh, you're going to like this. Oh, this is so good. And then they ask me to join them. But it's wonderful. And they know how sincerely I do love it and how sincerely I do enjoy it. And they might not even care for chocolate. In fact, Ellen was a very strange person. She came to campus and she didn't even know what popcorn was. She didn't even know what a hot fudge sundae was. I mean, my goodness sake, an American favorite like a hot fudge sundae, everybody in the world should know about it. It's delicious. In Germany, they have a different name, Switzerland?
Coop Denmark.
Coop Denmark. And it is no hot fudge sundae, but it is close. It is close. They love it, but they don't realize how good it can be if it's a real hot fudge sundae. And of course, if it's made in a drugstore, you know, that's all the better,
yeah.
Like it used to be at the soda fountain.
Uh-huh.
That's years ago, and I know that's dating all of us, but it was fun. But you give it because you like to do it. You give it because you want to do it. You give it because it means something to you. Now, I went into Sylvie's office the other day, and I'm always sneak peeking in her office there, and I saw that she had an old spindle left over from the disc, CD disc that we have, and she had it on her separate table there, and she was jamming paper down on top of it as though it was a spindle with a pick in it, you know. And I thought, my goodness sakes, you know, that takes a lot of effort to put it down there, and then you rip the paper in the process. I will get her a nice spindle from the store. And so I picked up a spindle so she could directly put her papers right down on top of that little spike. And consciously, the thought went through my mind, now what if she hurts her hand on it or something like that? Or maybe she sits on it, you know. That would not be very comfortable. So I immediately changed that. And I said, it's always in its right place, and Sylvia always treats it with respect. She doesn't sit on it and bend it, you know. She keeps it in the right place. Now, you see, you can have little things go through your mind, because they do, but then immediately you have to put them to right. And I say, this is a joy for Sylvia. I know, I used to have a spindle too, but I keep things spindled on my computer. And when I want something, I just pop in and get it, and there it is. No holes in the middle. But Sylvia gets stuff from all of us, and so therefore sometimes she doesn't have it on the computer. So, like Martin Luther King said, he said, one wise man forgets himself into immortality. He did not try to pretend that he was great. He did not try to pretend that he's wonderful. He did not try to pretend he was somebody super, somebody absolutely wonderful. He didn't pretend that he was, of course, but he didn't try to pretend it. And it's just like what we said the other day about our dear friend Sai Baba. And Sai Baba says, yeah, people say that I'm God, that I say I'm God. And he said, that's true. He said, I am, and I know it. And you are too. But you don't know it. And you see, when we can give something beautiful to another person who doesn't know how wonderful they are, who doesn't, like, we had a lady here. She made a lovely contribution to the organization, and the contribution didn't end. It continued with her love, with her caring, with her sharing, with her coming up here to campus. And then she said one day, oh, it'd be so nice to be able to hear you, you know, online. And so I thought, hey, let's buy the kid a computer. So we bought her a computer. Brand new computer, simple, out of the box, simple, simple, simple. And it was tough. It was her first time on a computer. And anybody knows what their first time on the computer is. It's rather daunting. It frightens you. So we encouraged her and encouraged her and encouraged her. I love a computer. I love to let my fingers just fly over the computer and do all sorts of good things and have a lot of fun. And so I went to her and I showed her what I did. Oh, that looks so much fun. That looks, you know, but you got to do it yourself. And so then we hired a professional to show her how to use the computer. And the professional knows exactly how to use a computer and has been doing it for years and made it look very simple to her. And when Sylvia got done with Dorothea, she said, oh, it is so easy. And Sylvia says, yes, it is. And then Sylvia walked out the door and Dorothea tried it. And it worked, huh?
Of course.
Well, of course it worked, because Sylvia showed her. But, you see, Sylvia gave her out of her heart. Sylvia could have gone down and hired a computer expert to show her how to do it, and I'm sure that the computer expert wouldn't have done the same job she did, because Sylvia put love in it, where the computer expert just puts intelligence into it, you know, and that's good too. But, you see, one wise man forgets himself into immortality. One wise person, one loving, gentle, kind person who loves himself and loves his world, gives himself into the world in that loving manner, and everybody is blessed by it. Everybody is lifted up. Everybody feels, wow. And Martin Luther King came along, and he was a spokesman for the black people, and he shook a lot of boats, made a lot of waves. But the biggest wave he made was his statement, along with many other things, we shall overcome. And his statement is, and I think this is the most wonderful thing he could have ever done. He says, I have a dream. I have a dream. And my dream sees all united as one. all one. Now, what a glorious gift for him to give. He ended up giving it with his life, but that had nothing to do with it. He didn't die because he was giving the gift. He just died because he had chosen to go. Now we say, oh, he was assassinated. Yes, he was shot, that's true. But you cannot kill another person unless they want to go. You can look at thousands of people on the battlefield who are shot right through the belly, and they come out smelling like a rose, you know. Many people who are traumatically damaged and nothing else. And then one woman, she will put on her brakes to avoid hitting a child, and she has a heart attack, boom, and dies right there. You know, she stopped, but you know, she was so frightened. She was so whatever she was, that she just stopped breathing. She stopped living because it had been her time to go. Now, 100,000 other people stop when kids come running into the street. That happens very, very frequently, you know. Kids not paying attention, they run into the street, and you slam on the brakes, and you just stop, and you don't want to cuss the kids out. You say, son, mentally, son, play on the sidewalk. Play off the street. The street is for the big people. The street is for these cars, and these cars don't always know when a little kid's going to be running out, so please just stay on. And so that kind of a love. Now, would you say that that was something that would move this guy into immortality? Mm-hmm. You bet. You see, it's those loving little things, not, you stink, control, you scared to go around me. You know, and that's losing control. But when you say, hey, kids, play on the sidewalk, that's for kids to play. Not in the street. If your ball runs out in the street, ask an adult to go and get it for you. But we're big. Yeah, but ask an adult to go and get it for you. Because adults know how to jump out of the way of cars. But kids don't always know that, because they don't recognize how powerful those vehicles are and how they come lumbering down and they take so much distance to stop. So think about that. Just let some adult do it for you. The day will come that you'll be able to do it too. But you see, this is putting yourself into immortality. This is the beauty of life, when we can be such a blessing to ourselves and others that we don't need credit. As you drive by and the kid didn't run into the street and you blessed him, they'll never know it was you, you know, and you'll never know it was you, but that's your nature. And that's the beautiful thing. Give something because it's your nature, and let your nature always be something very beautiful. Martin Luther King said, Jr., 10,000 fools proclaim themselves into obscurity. Those are the ones who swear at the kids and who are angry at the world because it's not operating right. But one wise man forgets himself into immortality. And that's when we no longer allow ourselves to be pushed around by things that happen. We are the makers. We are the doers. We are the ones who put the cause in motion for perfection, wholeness, and right action. So, my loves, I see each of you as the one man, the one wise man, who forgets himself into immortality. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you.